Adam, how'd the offense do today?
Better than yesterday, obviously. Everybody heard that we didn't have a good day yesterday, so wasn't really up to par yesterday, and we came out more intensity. It was a tougher day for us, too. We're working situations, worked red area, worked third down, and you get that group rushing like they do, third and nine situation, that's tough. It's tough to convert.
When Peyton says something like he did yesterday, does it get everybody's attention, players, even coaches?
I'm sure a lot of our guys noticed that he wasn't happy on the field. I spoke my mind in the meetings. I'm not really going to do it out here for everybody to watch. But I said my piece, and we made sure that we came out here and had a better day.
Do you think it was anything to do with you guys looked so great the other day that maybe guys came out here and weren't as serious as they otherwise would have been?
Well, San Francisco was missing a couple of their key guys. Now, Justin Smith makes a big difference inside, and then Patrick Willis as well. I was lucky enough to be there for a year. I was with those guys. I know how big of a difference those two guys make. And those guys are working through whatever they didn't blitz us a whole bunch. They played coverage. They sat back a little bit. I mean, they were working on whatever they decided to work on for that game. So, I mean, how the game played out, we ended up doing all right with our ones, and then our twos and threes finished it off pretty good. But we still have a lot of long ways to go, and we got a couple more games to get ready.
Peyton said y'all stunk. What word would you have used to describe it?
That was probably about it.
Peyton said after San Francisco, depending on how this week went against in-game kind of conditions, it might affect playing time. Do you have an idea how much you'd like to see your first teamers this weekend?
We haven't talked about it yet. Coach Fox will let me know what he wants to do as far as our ones, twos, and threes, what quarterbacks are going, how long they're going. Last game, we thought we were going to probably play through the second quarter. Last year, he played the whole first half, I think, almost in the Seattle game. I mean, we were pretty close. And so we'll just see how it ends up. It's see what, how each series goes. You go 2-3 and outs, I mean, we're not going to pull them out. So we just got to see how the rhythm of the game's going, how everybody's doing, and then we'll make that adjustment as the game goes on.
Any concern that Emmanuel's not going to have enough time to get the timing you guys would like entering the opener, or is there still enough time for that?
Well, that's the great thing about having spring. Started developing it there. We had a little bit of time out here, but we need to get him back as soon as he can and when he's healthy and ready to go and regroup and see where we're at.
And how valuable are these practices for your O-line with the shuffle rig and getting those?
I like it for him just because it's a different animal for us. You know, J.J. Watt, Clowney, I mean, the rest of that crew, it's tough. They're well-coached. We've played against Romeo, obviously, when he was in Kansas City. I saw him when he was at Cleveland, New England. And then now you go against a D-line coach like Bill Kolar, you know they're bringing it snap in and snap out. So it's a great test for our guys to see where we're at and then where we can adjust and improve.
How do you feel they're doing with that test to see where they are?
We struggled yesterday. I think today with pads on we were a little bit better, but it's still, when you see 99 flash in there every once in a while, you see one of those hands go up and hoping he doesn't get a piece of it. But it's we were better today than yesterday, and then hopefully, you know, when we get to the game, we play a little bit better than what we did today.
The starters looked pretty good today, but it looked like the twos and threes kind of struggled. How do you view the depth coming into the third preseason game?
For whatever reason, when your twos and threes end up going, when teams are still pressuring it, that's where you're kind of lacking on picking up pressures. We spend so much time with our ones as far as picking up pressures, identifying blitzes. Peyton can make some changes to the play to where our twos and threes are really our scout team a lot of times. So they're learning things on the fly. It's first time they see something. So that's it's a rep thing. And the more reps you can get, the better chance you got of picking those pressures up.
How much do these practices just kind of build a little more anticipation for Saturday?
I guess I never really thought about it in that way. To me, it's a good group of guys to go against, and just Saturday, it's going to be interesting because you've seen them all week. At least I kind of have an idea what they're going to run. So, I mean, it almost makes it a little bit easier to go, and they kind of know what we're going to do, and we know what they're going to do, and it's all going to be about execution.
And it was the quarterback draw out of the playbook.
I'm not answering that question. You got to talk to him about that.
Was that a call play?
You ask him.
When you saw him run, what was your reaction?
I was hoping there was a breakdown in protection, but I think he thought he could score.
That's what he told us. He was humble.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah. It's interesting.
I know you've only seen him a little bit. What impresses you most about Clowney? I've seen him on the practice field.
Well, yesterday, I know those two last snaps of 2 minute. You know, I thought Clady was, you know, they were battling all day, and then all of a sudden he hit another gear on those last two snaps and jumped inside of him. And to get that done on Ryan is tough. Ryan does such a great job of being balanced, making sure he keeps the guy in front of him, making sure there's no pressure on the quarterback. But But a couple of those moves that he makes out there are very impressive. He's so quick and so fast. He's such a freak as far as his athletic ability.
He's kind of like a bigger Bond, just a bigger version of Bond.
Yeah, I mean, they're two different types of guys. But I mean, he is a very good player, and it's been good for us to go against him.
Monteo's back in pads, even though not too much, but at least out there. How much have you been talking in the last week and a half?
I don't know where he's really at right now. Yeah. You know, the trainers just kind of let me know. They swing by and say, hey, he can do individual today. We might throw him in 7-on-7. So, I mean, it's really not my area of expertise there. You'd have to ask Greek about that.
Okay.
When Peyton gets really mad, he goes out to practice yesterday. What's that like when you go back inside? How miserable is that for you and everybody else?
Well, it starts, I mean, there's a couple of us that weren't very happy as practice was going on, and then he's the first one to talk to you guys, so he obviously wasn't real happy about it. When we got inside, we just went back, looked what happened, retooled, got our guys together, had to regroup, make sure, you know, we understood what we needed to do next time we went out there. I thought we did a better job today. We still have some errors, but we're heading in the right direction.
Did you guys need kind of a rough day or two? I mean, not necessarily need a rough day or two, but after kind of all the accolades for the first couple of games and everything seemed to be going on track to remind you that this is a new group.
I think if you were in our meetings, nobody's patting themselves on the back. I mean, I know a lot of you guys, you know, nobody wants us to play the third and fourth preseason game, but we need to get better. There's a lot of things we need to work on and we're focused on, and there's nobody that's satisfied with what's happened the two first preseason games. So we need this third game against this group, and then we need that fourth one to figure out who's going to shake out and be on this roster.
Have you gotten a feel on the refs, how they're calling this illegal contact? The penalties are way up in the preseason, almost 7 penalties more compared to a regular season last year. Just trying to get in a better feel of how that, or you feel like the season's going to be the story?
Right now, I don't worry about it. I can't control it. Our players can't control it. What we need to do is be better with your feet. Don't push off. Okay. Don't set an illegal pick. You know, you just got to do your job right. And I can't worry about what the officials are doing or what they're told to do. It's irrelevant to us. We just got to make sure we do our job better.